This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. Speculation about Congressman Todd Akin's future in the Missouri Senate race continues to grow as more GOP politicians are calling for him to drop out. But Akin says he is staying in. The Republican candidate went on Mike Huckabee's national radio show Monday to apologize for the comments that aired Sunday on KTVI in St. Louis. Akin says he was wrong in claiming that women's bodies were able to prevent pregnancies in, quote, a legitimate rape situation, and that conception is rare in such cases. Akin's comments created a furor that has included calls from several Senate Republicans for him to leave the race, in which he was challenging Democratic incumbent Claire McCaskill. Akin may now have problems paying for his campaign, too. An official with the National Republican Senatorial Committee says the head of the group, Senator John Cornyn, called Akin today to tell him that the committee had withdrawn $5 million in advertising it had planned for his campaign. Cornyn is calling Akin's comments, quote, indefensible, and suggesting he take 24 hours to consider what's best for him, his family, and his party. Mitt Romney has also denounced Akin's comments, telling the National Review that they were, quote, insulting, inexcusable, and frankly wrong. President Barack Obama, meanwhile, says Akin's remarks underscore why male politicians should not be making health decisions on behalf of women. If Akin decides to leave the race, he faces a tight 5 p.m. deadline on Tuesday. Then, the Republican State Committee will have 2 weeks to name a replacement. Student enrollment numbers are up for the local universities this fall. The University of Missouri added 937 more students compared to this time in 2011. That number includes a 10% increase in minority students and nearly 400 more freshmen. Chuck May, MU's Senior Associate Director of Admissions, says the large number reflects the recruiting job MU did for its out-of-state students.
We've been recruiting very heavily in Illinois, specifically Chicago, and then last year a new market for us to get into was Denver and Minneapolis.
Those out-of-state students pay a higher tuition, which means more money for the university. May says that money will go to teacher salaries, on-campus projects, and financial aid. Neighboring Columbia College saw a 25% increase in its day college enrollment compared to fall 2011. Missouri Republican Congressman Todd Akin apologized for his televised comments in which he said women's bodies are able to prevent pregnancies if they are victims of a, quote, legitimate rape. Appearing on former presidential candidate Mike Huckabee's radio show, Akin said that he had, quote, used the wrong words the wrong way. He says rape is never legitimate and that it is an evil act committed by violent predators. At least two Republican senators today joined the calls for Akin to leave the Missouri Senate race in which he is challenging Democratic incumbent Claire McCaskill. But Akin says he's, quote, not a quitter. Peverell Squire is a political science professor at the University of Missouri.
I suspect he'll try to ride out the storm and hope that other things will come along that will work in his favor between now and November. But certainly he's off to an egregiously bad start to his campaign.
Embattled Missouri Republican Congressman Todd Akin says he plans to stay in the race for U.S. Senate. As Adam Allington reports, Akin's remarks about, quote, legitimate rape have prompted calls to step down.
The fallout from Akin's comments about pregnancies caused by rape has prompted a storm of criticism, including fellow Republicans, many of whom say Akin should withdraw his candidacy for Senate immediately. Akin's opponent, Democrat Claire McCaskill, sought to brand Akin as a fringe conservative. She says Missouri voters chose Todd Akin in the primary, and party insiders shouldn't revoke that decision.
This is a man who's sincere. I honestly do have sympathy for him, because I think that there are some big people in the party that are trying to pull the rug out from underneath Missouri voters. He won his race fair and square.
Akin has since apologized for his comments. McCaskill's seat is considered by many to be the GOP's only chance at recapturing a majority in the Senate. I'm Adam Allington in St. Louis.
For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.